Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about the word strangers and just what it meant by that. Let's continue with that thought today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
It's time for pastors, evangelists, and others to stop condemning the holy, to stop condemning the old past, to stop condemning those who have standards and have stood strong and true to the Lord. It's time to stop playing that game. Look, troubles will come. But in the end, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Let's just stick with Jesus. Now, it's interesting that the word strangers here in our text, in verse 17 here of Joel chapter 3, and he says, no strangers shall pass through her any more. And is looking at that by context of the chapter and the book as the wicked people, those without Christ. Yes, there are people who pass from the tribulation to the millennium. Children will be born to them. They were not resurrected as yet, so they'll still have a sin nature. But those without Christ that have not received him will not be allowed into this city uncleansed. They'll not be able to fool the Lord of hosts on this issue. And the whole result is a city of peace and joy, in which there is no depravity allowed, no filth, no immodest dress, no drugs. No depravity is allowed, no drunkards, no adultery. And they're not entertained by those things either. Oh, some so-called Christians today have an inordinate desire for the things of this world. But in that day, you'll wish you had stood for that which is good and righteous and holy in his. What a preview of the eternal reign of Christ. In that time, we are in the New Jerusalem. We spoke of that earlier here at the beginning of Revelation 3:17, that great city and its measurement. But here's another thing that we read as well. In Revelation 21:8, it says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And then you jump down to verse 27 of Revelation 21. It says, and there shall in no wise enter into it, this great holy city, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Now, if you remember in Revelation 20:14-15, it says this, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Well, when you receive him, your name is written in the book of life. And that place you'll have access to at all times. What a special blessing that is. Oh, that's a great blessing. I want to live in a place like that, in which I don't have to lock my doors, worry about anybody coming in and stealing anything. It just won't happen. Israel has the promise of a holy mountain and city because they will accept Jesus Christ as their true Messiah when he comes back at the end of the tribulation hour. We must become that holy church that Jesus wanted Israel to become as a holy nation, a nation of priests. We need to exalt Christ in our church and our personal life by living a holy life that's separated from worldliness, that's undefiled, separate from sinners. Therefore, we must seek his face daily to teach us how to be holy according to the word. Again, Christ-like. He must manifest in our life himself through a daily walk and our witness. People should know that when they walk in our local church, that God's here. Oh, my goodness, my friend. Every church should be that way. God is there. To walk into a church for the first time and sit down and be able to lean over to your spouse and say, I don't know this church or its people or its preacher, but I know this, God's here. You just know it. Not because the feeling went up and down your back. Not because the tingling you got in your pit of your stomach. No, you just know that God is here. That's my desire and my prayer, that people would know that when they come to Central Baptist Church, and I hope that that's the prayer for your local church as well. Let us not wait until a plague of judgment must come from God. Let us be a church that is holy and a people who are holy by the biblical standard we live. May we do it in love for God. May we be a witness to the world of stability, hope, and joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. He's the master of our lives. And he should also be the Lord and master of our local church. May those who visit, may those who are without Christ know to turn to us to find the person of Jesus Christ for their salvation. May they learn that the flesh does not give us one bit of peace or joy. Its joy is not eternal. The flesh will fail you. And we don't want to poison our walk or worship with fleshly things. Now, I want people to walk from Central Baptist Church, and instead of saying, what a great church, what a great people, what a great pastor, what a great teacher, what a great deacon. Oh, no. I want us all to walk away from the church unashamedly telling people what a great Savior we have. Great because he can save any who will turn to him in repentance and faith. Therefore, never give up, never give up, never give up giving the gospel to others. And by the way, if you're listening here today, you're not sure if you died, that heaven's your home. The great news is, he'll save you if you'll turn to him. He gives everlasting life in heaven. And he will save you even this very day. We want to help you to know Christ as your Savior. You can go to our website. We've got two of them, but let me give you this site. I gave you one at the start of verse 17. But centralbaptist.org. Ocala. That's CENTRALBAPTIST OCALA .org. And my friend, you go to that site and you'll see the plan of salvation right down in the middle of the page. Just scroll down to it and you'll see the plan of salvation. We even have it recorded and you can listen to it. And you can receive Jesus Christ as your Savior so that you'll know that if you die today, that heaven's your home. You see, my friend, you say, well, I'm too great a sinner. But the Bible lets us know where sin abounded, grace does much more abound, Romans chapter 5, verse 20. Great because no matter who you are, no matter how deep your sin has been, what God cleanses, no longer called common nor unclean. Boy, in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, it talks about those that were drunkards and were homosexuals and a whole bunch of other sordid sins. He says, such were some of you, but they were cleansed. How? By the blood of Jesus Christ. And that is great news, and that can be the news, and that can be the testimony of your life. Now, let's go on to verse 18. Matter of fact, let me just start here at verse 18 and give you a good outline of the rest of this book. I would call it this, restored, verse 18, rejected, verse 19, and revived, verses 20 and 21. Let me read verse 18 again to you. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Well, that means absolutely nothing to any. If your walk with God is not right, or if you're not saved. We should remember that this book of Joel and its prophecy started out with the devastation of the locust on a sinful and unrepentant land. But it ends with a land that's flowing with milk and honey, a land that is both fruitful and bountiful, and for that matter, beautiful. But many of those Old Testament folks would lose out on it because they would not repent. Just like many Christians will lose out, or many people who claim to be Christians, or many people who had a chance to become a Christian, will lose out on the New Jerusalem. The eternal reward. Oh, my friend. Don't live this life that is but for a moment, that appears as a vapor for a little time, then passes away. Don't live this life for this life.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plants my feet on its firm foundation.